Jim Ressel here, Choctaw Radio on the go, live from sunny Arizona. The average temperature right now is about 78 degrees Fahrenheit, and I am hanging out by the pool awaiting for the reason why I flew here in about 30 minutes. Well, WrestleMania 35 location, you heard it was in Detroit, then you heard it was in Philly, then New York and Philly were the front runners for WrestleMania, then you heard Citi Field, and now you're hearing MetLife Stadium from this guy Fox, I don't even know his name, you know, and all of a sudden everyone wants to tweet about it. You know, I don't know who he is, maybe he's broken other stories before. I don't know what I believe anymore. I thought it was in Citi Field. I thought it was a done deal. I already had it all mapped out. I was going to sleep over at my mom's Saturday, going into Sunday, going to hang out with some old friends from the old neighborhood, and it threw me a curveball. It's a little bit even better now. So now, if it is at MetLife, I live about half an hour away by car. I don't have to spend on hotel or air, and I could use that surplus either for an expensive ticket, or I could use that money for Wrestle Kingdom, which I plan on attending, God willing, in 2019. Now, by now, they usually make the announcement before the Royal Rumble or at the Royal Rumble, but for whatever reason, they've been delayed in announcing where WrestleMania the following year is. And there's a couple of reasons for that. You had Raw 25, then you also had the Royal Rumble, then you also had the XFL announcement, then you had Vince McMahon's sexual allegations. So there's a lot of news. You know, I'm a marketing major per se, and sometimes you don't want to oversaturate your own market, which is why I believe that there's been a delay. There's been a delay two reasons. One, on the business end, because they really don't know or didn't know at this point where WrestleMania 35 would be, and also from a PR or from a communication standpoint, you don't want to oversaturate the wrestling world or the world with all this news coming at the same time. A lot of individuals space out the news purposely so that they leak the news, you'll digest, talk about it next week. We need the news digest. If you put too much stuff all at once, then trust me, then from a psychological standpoint, it does not make sense. So we'll see what happens. You know, I'm happy either way. If it's Citi Field, yay, I get to see my old, you know, some old friends and hang out in my parents' basement. Circa, you know, like if I was in my teens again. Or if it's at MetLife, for the first time, you know, now that I have the house in nearby, I could just drive to MetLife. So either way, I'm excited about WrestleMania 35 being local. I'll save on hotel, save on air, and we'll see what happens. And we'll see what happens with the official announcement of WrestleMania 35. Stay tuned. You know, I don't know how credible this Fox guy, but we'll see what happens over the next couple of days. Supposedly they're going to make the announcement soon, and they should, because they need it now that Royal Rumble's passed, Raw 25 has passed. Now we're on the road to Elimination Chamber, and what better news to kind of die down the allegations, but at least put some positive news instead of negative news, such as Vince McMahon and his allegations. Trust me, it's from a marketing standpoint, from a communication standpoint. Trust me, half of it is strategic, half of it is business, as far as why that announcement has not been made. All right, so hopefully we'll see what happens. See you guys at WrestleMania 35. And thank you, brought to you by Anchor. Later.